Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你的慈爱永远长存。
For your grace endures forever.
你的恩典直到万代。
Your loving kindness and your grace will endure forever.
凡有血气的都当来赞美感谢我们在天上的全能的神。
All who have breath will praise and thank our Lord in heaven.
感谢主又赐给我们新的一年开始。
Thank you for giving us the beginning of a new year.
主过往事都如烟一般的消失。
The past has evaporated just like smoke.
但是主你的国你的旨意永远长存。
But your kingdom and your will stand forever.
因为你是永远的神。
For you are the Lord eternal.
你也把这永远的生命赏赐给我们，就是你的儿子耶稣基督。
And you have also given this eternal life to us, that is your Son, Jesus Christ.
今天因着他的牺牲，把这一个永远的生命赐给我们所有蒙爱的神的儿女。
Today, because of his sacrifice, that this eternal life has been given to all of us who believe in the Lord.
我们在新年的开始，我们要为这一个永生来向你敬拜、赞美、感谢。
In the beginning of the new year, we want to praise you and worship you and thank you because of this eternal life.
周遭的环境不管是怎样的黑暗、死亡怎样的吞吃，神的儿女。
The environment and the surroundings that we are in, regardless of how dark it is and howlike the death might swallow us, but we know God is there.
我们永远要宣告主耶稣的得胜在十字架上。
We will forever proclaim the victory of Jesus on the cross.
因此我们就不丧胆。
So that we shall not fear.
越是黑暗，我们越是喜乐。
The darker it is, the more joyful we are.
因为黎明近了。
For the dawn is close.
主啊，你的回来就在。眼前我们可以听到那一个脚声。
As your second coming is soon, we can hear your footsteps.
主啊，我们就在这里等候你荣耀的第二次再来。
We are here waiting for your glorious coming.
求你装备你的心腹。
May you prepare your bride.
准备你自己的教会，在这个最后一段路，我们能够做一个跟随羔羊的人。
Prepare your church so that during this last leg of the journey that we are going to be the one who follow the Lamb.
我们祷告求你自己的天国的福音能够早日传遍地极。
We pray that may the gospel of your kingdom, your heavenly kingdom, will come to the entire earth as soon as possible.
愿你在地上的教会能够忠于职守，按照你的吩咐热心的来献上我们的全人。
May your church on earth be faithful that we render all ourselves to you.
愿你快来。
May you come soon, Lord.
祝福今天早晨的这一段宝贵的时间。
Please bless the precious time this morning.
让你的圣灵可以在我们每一个心里面自由的运行。
May your Holy Spirit run freely in every heart of
this. 赐下智慧与启示的灵给我们每一个人。
Give us your spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们读你的话，听你的话的时候，这个话不再是耳边风。
So that as we read and hear your words, these words are not like going inside one and coming out as the other.
主啊，让你的话在我们每一个人的生命中结出美好的果子。
May your words bear fruit in all of our lives.
叫你的心得着满足。
And your heart be pleased.
愿这新的一年，你自己的工作更向前迈进一大步。
In this new year, may your work proceed with a giant step.
叫你的名得真正的荣耀。
May your name be truly glorified.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，让我们在新年的第一天，我们可以一同聚集在主的面前，在神的家里来敬拜我们的神。
Praise the Lord that we're able to gather in the house of the Lord to worship Him on the first day of the new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
也跟你的邻居说 Happy New Year.
Please say Happy New Year to the people next to you.
主给我们虽然有许多的难处在去年，但是神给我们足够的力量，主的恩典是没有错的，日子如何，力量也如何。
The Lord has given us a lot of difficulties in the past year, but as God's word goes, which is always true, that as our days, so shall our strength be.
我也知道我们中间有一些弟兄姊妹的父母亲或者亲人在中国大陆。
We know some of our brothers and sisters have their parents or loved ones in mainland China.
有的人阳了。
And now many turned positive, COVID positive.
有的阳过了。
Some has
有的还没阳
positive. Some are not yet positive. They're still negative.
整个的中国是紧张，活在一个非常大的压力底下。我们可以这样说，真的叫民不聊生。
So the entire China is under great stress at the moment, so it could really be described as miserable.
昨天下午也是中国大陆的1月1号，四川的三个教会请我给他们讲道。
Yesterday afternoon, which it was the New Year's Day morning in mainland China, so three churches in Sichuan invited me to speak to them.
Yeah.所以我就把今天我要讲的道已经跟他们讲了一次。
So I shared the sermon that I am to deliver to you today to them yesterday.
求主来借着这篇道能够激励我们的弟兄姐妹在那样艰难的环境中能够知道我们是有盼望的。
May the Lord encourage our brothers and sisters through this message that even though in these difficult times, we do have hope.
我今天这篇道的题目是叫做分辨这时代的标记。
The title of today's message is The Signs of Discerning of the Times.
有没有这个 slide?
Yes, slide, please.
对，分辨这时代的标记。那当然我们在这三年来全世界的人都在这一个大的压力底下，就是瘟疫，对吧？我们叫它 COVID-19， 现在已经开始慢慢变成 COVID-19-2023 了。
So, our title is Discerning the Signs of the Time. As we know, throughout the past 3 years, we're under a lot of pressure and under this pestilence, which is the COVID-19. Now we're entering 2023.
对，我们不希望再有新的东西跳出来。
We really hope there's not going to be another pestilence.
对，但是不管怎么样，我们全世界的人都在这一个瘟疫的底下熬过了三年。
Regardless, the entire world was under the shadow of COVID-19.
这件事情刚刚发生的时候，就是2020年的初期一月的时候，对吧？
When it first happened in US, it was the beginning of 2020.
Right.我第一篇信息关于瘟疫，如果你有听过的话，是2月2号释放的。
My first message about pestilence was given on February 1st, 2020.
有谁记得我那篇信息讲什么
？Anybody remember what I said that day, that message?
不错，还有两个人记住。
I saw two hands raised.
那一次我讲到这个信息的时候，那个名字叫做耶和华的刀，对吧？
The message I gave that day was the sword of the Lord.
因为我到神的话语里面去找瘟疫这件事情，就发现那个件事情从旧约一直到新约，一直不断的提到这一个瘟疫的事情。
If you look for the word pestilence in the Bible, you will realize that throughout the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God has repeatedly mentioned the word pestilence.
最早这件事情发生的时候是犹太人要出埃及的时候。
The earliest time it was mentioned in the Bible was when the Israelites were leaving Egypt.
神找到一个仆人叫做摩西，打发他去对当时的王叫做埃及王法老。
So God found his servant Moses to talk to the king of Egypt at that time called Pharaoh.
对，神的话很简单，让我的百姓去好侍奉我，意思是说那些在埃及做奴隶430年的，应该准确的讲，400年的奴隶，他们向耶和华祷告，求神拯救他们脱离法老的这个奴工奴工营。
The God's word were very simple. He said, "Let my people go so that they may serve me." So God basically, at the time when the Israelites were enslaved by the Egypt for 400 years.
那当然，法老不干。法老一直拒绝，不愿意让这个神的百姓走。结果神就用10个大灾来警告这个法老。最后一个灾，他的长子被击杀，所以他才让这些人走。
God wanted the Pharaoh to free the Egyptians as they cried out to the Lord. Of course, the Pharaoh didn't want to. So that's how God gave 10 pestilences. Actually, 10. So God gave that 10 disasters. So eventually, the Pharaoh allowed the Israelites to leave Egypt. So as you can see, the first time the Bible mentioned the pestilence was because when they were leaving.
然后神就在十诫里面向以色列人宣告他的律法。
So then God proclaimed his laws in that 10 commandments.
那么在神的这个诫命的里头，神说得很清楚，你们如果按照我所给你们的律法去行的话，我要祝福你们。
God said in his 10 commandments very clearly that if you follow my commandments, I will bless you.
但是如果你们违背我的律法，没有遵照我的话去行，那你们就会受到神的咒诅。
On the other hand, if you disobey my commandments, you will be cursed.
所以这个是很神在利未记里头很清楚的借着摩西告诉以色列人。
That's what was clearly given by Moses to the Israelites in the book of Leviticus.
那么在神的咒诅的里面有一项就是叫做瘟疫。
Among God's curses, one of them is called pestilence.
所以瘟疫这件事情到了大卫犯罪的时候。
So this issue of pestilence at the year of David.
那就你看到一个新的名词叫做耶和华的刀。
And when David sinned and God gave the pestilence, you see this new word, the sword of the Lord.
这篇信息如果你没有听过，我建议你上 YouTube 一 search 就有，你可以听听这一篇当时我释放的信息。
So if you have not heard my message about that message back in 2020, please go on YouTube and search for it. You can easily find it.
在那篇信息里面，我特别提到911。
In that message, I specifically mentioned 911.
什么是911？
What is
圣经中的911是什么？
What is the 911 in the Bible?
诗篇的91篇第一节，对吧？
It's the that is Psalm 91 verse 1.
所以神要祝福我们，带领我们走这条路的时候，我们会遇到许多的难题。
So as God wants to bless us and lead us that path, we will encounter lots of difficulties.
难处归难处，神会带领我们。如果我们住在他的里面，他的话也住在我们的里面，我们就有力量来面对这一切，不管环境是如何的艰难。
However, regardless of those difficulties, as long God has given us the words, as long as we live in His words, we will be okay regardless of the surroundings.
所以20年这件事情发生的时候，我释放这个信息，我的重点是放在个人跟神之间的关系。
All those things, when all those things happened back in 2020, the message that I delivered was focused on our individual relationship with God.
到了八月，我又释放第二次同样的这个题目。
I gave a second message with the same title in August.
但是我们谁也没有想到这件事情不是2020就结束了，2021也没有结束，2022也没有结束。
But none of us expected that this thing was continuing into 2020, 2021, and 2022.
而且你会发现在中国大陆这个事情还变本加厉，变成一个大海啸，打遍全国。
And now in the mainland China, you feel like this is like a tsunami that is spreading like over the entire country.
到一个什么地步呢？
To the degree.
药店挤满了人，医院挤满了人。
Drug stores are full of people and hospitals are overwhelmed.
还有呢？殡仪馆挤满了人，火葬场你还得挂号，还轮不上。除非你交很多很多的钱，烧一个尸体，听说是3万到5万。
And funeral homes were also overwhelmed that you had to wait for long lines even to cremate someone. And they were saying to cremate a body and now costs 30,000 to 50,000 yuan.
对，那付不起，那就在家里烧吧。所以有在上海有一个区，你在网上可以看到。在家门口就烧了。
So some people can't afford it. So you actually hear the news that some district in Shanghai they decided to burn the bodies just outside their own homes.
这是一个历史的大悲剧，对吧？
That's a tragedy of historical magnitude.
所以我里面就有一个很深的感觉。
So I have this deep feeling within me.
那我们来读 一处的圣经。
Let's read some scripture.
马太福音16章。
Matthew 16.
马太福音16章，我们要读1节到3节。
Let's read from verse 1-3.
法利赛人和撒都该人来试探耶稣，请他从天上显个神迹给他们看。
The Pharisees and Sadducees came up and testing Jesus. They asked him to show them a sign from heaven.
耶稣回答说，晚上天发红，你们就说天必要晴。
But he replied to them, when it is evening, you say it will be a fair weather for the sky is red.
早晨天发红又发黑，你们就说今日必有风雨。你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的。中文是神迹，英文是 sign.
And in the morning there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times?
所以在这个地方，主耶稣都特别指的讲了一句重要的话：你们可以看天色，知道天气的变化。可是你们怎么看不懂神给我们的 sign 要讲什么，你们居然一点都不知道。
So here Jesus said something very important that you guys are able to tell, discern the appearance of the sky, but whatever God wants to tell you, how come you cannot discern?
因为主他做事的时候，他会给我们很多的sign， 就是标记或者说是兆头。
Because when God does His work, He will give us lots of signs.
这个 sign 就好像我们开车的人，你在路上你一定要注意什么？你的路标，对吧
？It's just like when we drive on the road, you must pay attention to the signs, the traffic signs.
有的是 one way.
Sometimes it's one way street.
有的是 stop.
Sometimes it's stop sign.
有的是25 miles， 你开了30 miles, 40 miles, 你就要交罚单。
Sometimes it's the speed limit of 20 miles per hour. If you're driving at 35 per hour, you get a ticket.
所以我们开车的人，我们一定要注意路标讲什么，对你开车有很重要的指示，对吧
？So for the drivers, it's very important that you pay attention to those traffic signs.
同样的道理，我们在人生的一路上，这条路我们要注意神给我们的什么？Sign.
Similarly, In our life's paths, we need to pay attention to the signs given by God.
如果我们没有把神摆在我们人生的路上的这些 sign 读懂的话，我们就没有，我们不知道下一步要怎么走。
If we don't understand the signs of life's instruction given by God, then we won't know how to walk the next steps.
好，所以今天我要讲这个瘟疫的第三篇道。
So today I'm giving the third sermon about pestilence.
因为这是今天神给我们地球上全人类一个非常强烈的信号。
Because this is a strong sign given by God to our entire mankind.
普通一月一号应该讲一些祝福的话，对吧？
Usually January 1st we should say blessing word, right?
哎，我也愿意说一些祝福的话。
Of course I'm willing to give you words of blessings.
我盼望这个祝福的话是我们的 ending, 我们最后这篇信息的结尾。
And I hope these words of blessings are the ending of our message.
但是你要得到这个祝福，
blessing,
你必须读懂神在这个时候给我们全世界的每一个人，信的也好，不信的也好，你一定要读懂神的 sign 是什么。
You must understand what God's signs are to all the people on this earth, regardless if you're a believer or not.
好，所以我就用这节圣经来作为我们今天讲到的这个第一节 opening statement.
So I wanted to use this scripture verse as the opening statement of my sermon today.
那至于关于这个神的律法怎么说，神怎么样祝福我们，神怎么样咒诅以色列人，这些我们在第一篇信息都讲过了，我只是点一点，你可以自己回去听这篇讲当时讲的道。
As to what the law specifically said about the blessings and curses to Israelites, I already talked about it in detail in my first message, therefore I will not repeat it, I'm just mentioning it briefly, and please go back to listen to the online recordings.
我要提出一个点来，就是说神当初把这个祝福给以色列人的事情，咒诅以色列人的这个律法，讲一个点，就是神当年颁布这个祝福与咒诅的原则的时候，他是一面是对着犹太人讲，同时也是对着什么非犹太人外邦人讲。
But I wanted to raise one specific point, that is when God was giving those laws of blessings and curses, he was not only talking to the Israelites, but also he was addressing those to the entire, addressing all the Gentiles as well.
对，所以这个我们不要认为这个只是对犹太人说的，不，他一样对埃及人说同样的事情。
So do not think these words are only for the Israelites. They are for us Gentiles as well.
那今天我要把重点放在这一个团体的事情上面。
So today I wanted to focus on the corporate issue.
对，因为我们过去讲的以大卫作为样板的时候，是以个人大卫王他怎么样蒙神祝福或者蒙神的咒诅，用他一个人的见证来表达。
In my past messages, when I was using David as the example for his blessings and curses, I was using him as an example to talk about our individual relationship with God.
那现在我们今天的负担是在于神对这个整个的时代，对这个国家，对这一个整个的人类要说的话。
Today, I wanted to focus on what God wants to say to the entire mankind during this end time.
好，那既然是讲到这样的一个大的宏观的局势的时候，我们来看主耶稣说过的话是怎么说的。
Since we wanted to talk about this global issue, let us look at what Jesus said at that time.
请我们打开二十一章路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
对。路加福音二十一章我们要看的是这个第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
当时耶稣对他们说，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，地要大大震动，多处必有饥荒瘟疫，又有可怕的异象和大神迹从天上显现。
Then he continued by saying to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes, and in various places plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven.
这两节圣经是因为主耶稣的门徒问主耶稣一个重要的问题。
These two verses was because Jesus' disciples asked him two questions.
什么问题？关于耶稣第二次来有什么兆头？
They were asking him what the signs would be when he
这是很好的问题，
the second time.
很重要的问题，对吧？
These are good questions and very important questions.
因为是关乎耶稣第二次回到地上来向他的门徒向他的教会显现，也要带来把人类的历史再做一个结束，要引进一个新的时代，就是千年国度的事情。
For they're about when Jesus comes again appearing to his disciples and to the nations, it will be a conclusion of that timeof the generation and to ushering a new generation which is the millennium.
这是世界的大事，对不对？
This is the great historical event.
所以他就提到这个 sign 的问题。
That's why he mentioned the issue of signs.
那他在这边提到民攻打民，国攻打国。
So he mentioned that there will be nations rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom.
去年有没有？
Was there anything like that in the last year?
乌克兰战争，对吧？
Of course.
谁都没有想到会发生，发生了。
Nobody thought it could occur, but it actually happened.
十一节，地要大大震动。去年有没有大地震呢？
So, and verse 11 says there will be great earthquakes.
Yeah.
Was there earthquakes?
多处必有饥荒。去年有没有听到？当然，美国、加拿大没有饥荒，但是非洲有啊。
It says in various places there will be famines. Were there famines last year? Of course, in the United States there wasn't, but in Africa there was.
然后这边提到饥荒讲完，马上提到什么？瘟疫。
And besides the famines, it also mentions plagues, which is also pestilence.
所以瘟疫是一个很重要的记号，跟什么连在一起？
So pestilence is a very important sign.That is connected with what?
跟他的再来
with
连在一起了，
his
对吧？
Second coming.
而且又有可怕的异象。
And there's also terror and great signs from heaven.
对吧？这个天上的异象，那去年你们有注意有什么吗？
So regarding the signs from heaven, did you notice anything last year?
还有大神迹要在从天上显现，这个神迹也是 sign。就是
so this great sign.
要怎么讲？天上出，比如说有大的日食、大的月食，这等等等等。
So for example, if there are lunar or solar eclipses.
嗯哼。所以这些不是我们人手能够控制的，是神摆在大家的面前，全世界都可以看到的。
Those are the signs that we human hands cannot control. Instead, God has placed all these in front of everybody.
好，那我这个信息不去讲别的，我还是 focus 在瘟疫的这一件事情上。
So I won't talk about other things. I will only focus on the pestilence.
对，我们多么盼望这个瘟疫的事情能够快快的结束，因为我们都受够了，对吧？
How we all hope the pestilence will be behind us because we've had enough.
但是这是人的欲望，这个愿望。可是这件事情既然发生了，而且那么长的时间，而且我们到目前为止还是没完什么，没了。
That's our human desire as it has happened for so long and it's still continuing.
那我们就要注意，我们不是说神啊，赶快把这个善除掉，让我们日子能够恢复正常。我们常常都有这个，人人都有的共同愿望。
We got to pay attention that it's not that we should just simply say to God, oh, let this be over so that we can return to our normal lives. I know it's natural. It's everybody's wish.
神却要跟我们说什么?
But God wants to say something else.
你看懂了没有?
Do you understand the
signs? 这个 sign 是为我们全世界每一个人都预备了。每一个人看懂了没有?
The sign is for everyone on the earth. So
如果你看懂了,
has everyone understand it?
你就会跟神来配合。
If you understand the signs, then you will cooperate with God.
不然的话, 这个 sign 摆在那边等于叫视而不见, 听而不闻, 对吧?
Otherwise, the signs being up there and we were just seeing and hearing but not really, listening but not really hearing and seeing but not really seeing.
那神的心没有达到满足。
So God's heart is not satisfied.
所以这个 sign 持续了那么长的时间，神要向我们表明什么信息？这是神的儿女，每一个人都应该明白的。
The sign has continued for so long that is God wants to say something to us that every one of God's children should understand.
所以我下面的时间就要来用到，在圣经里头，当这个瘟疫不是一年。不是短期能够结束，而且拖得很长的时候，这里神在旧约里面曾经发生过，我们去看当初神做这件事情的时候要表明什么。
So when a pestilence lasts for a period of time and not at a short term issue, even from the Old Testament, we can also see what God wants to show us.
对，那在旧约里头这一个瘟疫这个词出现最多的一本书。
In the Old Testament, which book shows the word pestilence the most times?
你们要猜一下吗
？You want to take a guess?
旧约三十九卷书里头，从创世纪到马拉基，哪一本书是讲瘟疫讲最多的
？Among the 39 books in the Old Testament, from Genesis to Malachi, which book has the most word the word pestilence?
耶利米。
The book of Jeremiah.
对，请把耶利米书打开。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
第一章第一节。
Jeremiah 1:1.
他告诉我们这个先知是在哪个年代开始的。
It tells us which generation this prophet started.
啊，我们从第二节念起吧。啊。
Let's read starting from verse 2.
犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位十三年。耶和华的话临到耶利米。
To whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign.
所以这里提到一个王，他的名字叫约西亚。
So here there was a king's name mentioned. His name was Josiah.
所以这本书的作者耶利米的开始服事是在这一个王，而且是南国的王。是一个好王的时代，神把他叫出来做先知的。
So the author, Jeremiah, the author of this book, Jeremiah, is the prophet Jeremiah who started to be a prophet, called by the Lord in the year when Josiah, the king of Judah, the southern kingdom of Israelites,
第三节
was in those years, and he was Josiah was a good king. Verse 3.
从犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬在位的时候，直到犹大王约西亚的儿子西底家在位的末年，就是十一年五月间耶路撒冷人被掳的时候，耶和华的话也常临到耶利米。
It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah.Until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the exile of Jerusalem in the fifth month.
所以他就从这三节圣经里面，你可以知道这一个先知所在的时段，起点是约西亚王，终点是谁？西底家王，是吧？
So from these three verses, you know the time when Jeremiah was working as a prophet.The beginning of the time was the time a reign of King Josiah, and it ended at the time of King Zedekiah.
你如果去读列王记上，你就可以找到这段历史在那里记载的更仔细。
So there are more details of this history recorded in the book of First King.
那在旧约里头，神告诉我们，在以色列人的历史里头，总共多少个王啊？
In the Old Testament, of the Jewish history, how many total kings were recorded?
这个国家没有分裂之前有三个王。
Before the country was split, there were three kings.
第一个王是谁？
The first one,
扫罗，对吧？
King Saul.
然后就有大卫。
Then it was King David.
然后他的儿子所罗门王。
Then his son, King Solomon.
在这三个王的时候，这个国家是统一的。
During the reign of these three kings, the country was united.
然后等到所罗门王死了以后，这个国家就分裂成南北朝。北朝是叫做以色列国，南朝就是犹大国。
When King Solomon died, the country was split and divided into two parts. The northern kingdom was called Israel, and the southern kingdom was called Judah.
北朝19个王。
And the northern kingdom had 19 total kings.
南朝呢，也是19个王。
And the southern kingdom also had 19 kings.
可是南朝寿命比北朝多了136年。
But the southern kingdom had 130 more years of history than the northern kingdom.
对，因为他们有好的王在这十九个王中间，所以神就祝福了南朝，远远超过祝福北朝。
Because they had some good kings among the 19 kings in the southern kingdom, so God blessed the southern kingdom more than he blessed the
northern. 那我们今天讲到的这一个耶利米这个先知，他是南朝的先知。
Today, the Jeremiah, the prophet we're talking about today, he was the prophet of the southern kingdom.
而且集中在最后三个王。
And especially, he was at the times of the last three kings.
约西亚。
King Josiah.
然后约雅敬。
King Jehoiakim.
然后西底家。
And King Zedekiah.
西底家以后，这个南朝也就亡国了。
After King Zedekiah, the southern kingdom also was taken to exile.
这是我给大家用一个很宏观的、很简单的方式来认识神当年在以色列人身上所做过的、带领过的这一段历史。
So I'm just giving you a simple and big picture of the history that was happening during that time when God took the Israelites.
我知道一讲历史大家就昏昏欲睡了。
I know a lot of times we would doze off when we talk about history.
现在我不讲历史了，回到这个瘟疫的这件事情上面来。
Okay, so much so for history. Let's come back to the topic of pestilence.
这本书用这个词17次。
So the book of Jeremiah mentioned the word pestilence 17 times.
在这三个王的当朝的这三个朝代，整个是差不多22年的时间。
During the reigns of these three kings, a totaling about 22 years.
对，在这22年的时间里头，神对他们借着这个耶利米警告了再警告。
God warned the Israelites over and over again through the prophet Jeremiah.
盼望他们能够悔改。
Hoping they would repent.
不要重复北朝一百多年前亡国的历史。但愿他们能够悔改，神可以把祝福带给他们。
Not repeating the history of the nations and of the northern kingdom. So God was trying to hope, I was hoping that the southern kingdom will repent and not repeat.
所以在那个时候，神兴起的仆人就是这个耶利米。
So God raised this prophet, his servant Jeremiah.
我们来看神要借着他做什么工作。
So let's see what God wanted to use him for.
请我们来打开刚刚我们念的第一章里面往后走。
Let's continue to read some later verses in chapter 1.
第六节，我们要念到第十节。
Verse 6 to 10.
我就说主耶和华，我不知道怎么说，因为我是年幼的。
Then I said, Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak because I'm a youth.
耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。
But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak.
你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你，这是耶和华说的。
Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord.
于是耶和华伸手按我的口对我说，我已将当说的话传给你。
Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
好，第十节是整个的重点。
Now verse 10 is the most important verse.
看啊，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆，又要建立栽植。
See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
你看看这里有几个动词。
See how many verbs are in this verse?
六个。
Six verbs.
分两组。
There are two groups.
前四个都是好还是不好？
The first four were
都是不好吗？拆毁、拔出、毁坏。
Pluck up, break down, destroy.
对不对？倾覆。
And overthrow.
都是很厉害的动词。
Those are serious verbs.
就是我用另外一种方式来表达的话，这个神要耶利米干嘛？
To express it another way, what does God want Jeremiah to do?
Demolition captain.
Demolition. To be the captain of demolition.
他出现的时候，所有的东西都要被他怎么样？该拔的拔出来，该推倒的推倒，该毁撤掉的撤掉。
So when he appeared, everything would be plucked up and broken down and destroyed and overthrown.
讲四个动词。
So four verbs.
但是这不是神。
But that's not the ultimate goal of the Lord.
后面两个动词才是神真正的目的，对吧？
The last two verbs are the true goals of God.
把所有拦阻神旨意的东西全部撤毁之后，神要重新的怎么样？建立，重新的栽植。
After demolishing all the things that stand in God's way, God's final goal is to build and to plant.
这是神要启示给以色列人明白的一件事情。
That's the revelation God wants to show the Israelites.
我们去年讲的一个大题目，什么东西？认识神永远的旨意，对吧？
The major topic we talked about last year was understanding God's goal.
神有他要完成的旨意。
God has his purpose and will.
而人是他做工的一个对象。
And we, humans, are the object of his goal.
他盼望他的旨意能够实现在神拣选的百姓身上。
God wants his purpose to be realized among the people that he chose.
那谁起来要反对这个神的旨意呢？
So who wants to rise up and be against God?
那是撒旦，对吧？
It's Satan.
那撒旦也要来在人的身上做工，来反对神的旨意。
Satan also wants to work among people to be against God's will.
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
撒旦毕竟不是神的对手。
Satan is no opponent of God.
撒旦可以欺骗人。
He could deceive people.
人可以堕落，远离神。
And mankind can fall and go away from God. On the surface, God's will kind of was defeated.
但是这本整个的神的工作、神的旨意的记录是告诉我们，神永远是怎么样，最后要让他的旨意完成的。
But God's entire recording of his purpose in this book tells us that eventually God's purpose will be fulfilled.
这是这本圣经反复要告诉我们的重要信息。
That's the important message this whole Bible wants to tell us repeatedly.
那今天我们要看这个神当年兴起的这个仆人叫做耶利米，神要借着他怎么样把所有跟神反对的相反的东西全部推翻。
So today we wanted to see how God wants to destroy all those things that were opposing God's will through the prophet. Then God will build up and plant. This is the most important message recorded in this book.
好，那么如果你能够抓住这条线，这是它的主线。
If you can be able to grasp this thread, which is the main thread,
我们才能够进到我这次要跟大家来思想的这个瘟疫的问题。
Then we'll be able to talk about what I want people to think about.
你如果单单看
issue of
你单单看着瘟疫，或者单单看着刀剑，单单看到一个天灾人祸，你看的就觉得很丧气。哎呀，神啊，我们的命太苦了。
If you're only looking at the pestilence, the sword, the war, and all those sad things, you'd be very discouraged, and you say, "God, our lives are so miserable."
中国话有一句俗话叫做“外行人看什么？看热闹。”内行人呢？看门道。
There's a Chinese saying that external, like lay people, will look at flashy things, whereas the experts will focus on the real issue.
我今天就是要让带每一个弟兄姊妹从神的话来看门道在哪里。
So today I want to show you the true way, the true issue through God's word.
听得懂门道这两个字吧？
Do you understand the word, the way? The way.
好，十一节到十四节，后面这四节是一个两个意象。
So in verses 11 through 14, there are two visions.
对，第一个意象，耶和华的话又临到我说：“耶利米，你看见什么？”我说：“我看见一根杏树枝。”
The first vision, the word of the Lord came to me saying, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" And I said, "I see a rod of an almond tree."
耶和华对我说：“你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。”
Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it."
这是第一个意象。
That's the first vision.
十三节，耶和华的话第二次临到我说：“你看见什么？”我说：“我看见一个烧开的锅从北而起。”
Verse 13, the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, "What do you see?" And I said, "I see a boiling pot facing away from the north."
耶和华对我说：“必有灾祸从北方发出，临到这地一切的居民。”
Then the Lord said to me, "Out of the north, the evil will break forth on all the inhabitants of the land."
好，这两个意象是构成他的指示，就是这个神用这个仆人，他下面这四十多年要做的工，神的手要完成的，就是这两个意象控制。
So these two visions guide the mission of Jeremiah.
那么第一个意象讲到一个杏树枝。
The first mission talks about a rod of an almond tree.
你记得在旷野的时候
？You remember in the desert?
以色列人最大的一个本领就是发怨言。
The biggest ability of the Israelites was to complain.
那有一次。有一次这个他们发什么怨言呢，他们就觉得为什么我们要听摩西的听亚伦的，觉得这个你们两个人把自己抬得太高了，我们都是一律平等。
One time they complained about why should we all listen to Moses and Aaron, we're all equal.
那结果神说好，你们每一个支派拿一根杖放到这个约柜前面。
So God said, "Okay, so every tribe, please take a rod in front of the covenant."
过一宿
Ark of the Covenant. So after one night, come back and see.
什么事情发生？
What happened?
当他们回来看这十二根杖的时候，
When they come back to look at the 12 rods,
什么事情发生？
What happened?
那个本来死掉没有生命的杖，居然中间有一根杖，怎么样？ 开花、长叶、结果子出来了。
Those were the dead rods, you know, the dead wood rods, and without life. But one of those 12 rods, surprisingly, actually broke out with leaves and even bore bloomed and bore fruits.
对，你记得那是什么样的一根杖开了什么样的花，结了什么样的果子吗？
Do you remember what kind of rod was that, and what kind of flowers and fruits were born? It was the rod of an almond tree.
我是学树的人。
So I am I majored in forestry and trees.
那这个杏树为什么在圣经里面特别提到杏树、杏花、杏果呢？
So why would the Bible specifically mention about the almond tree and almond flowers and almond fruits?
因为在冬天的时候，所有的植物都冬眠了，对吧？动物也冬眠，植物也冬眠了。
Because in the winter time, most of the plants and animals hibernate.
但是当冬天要过去，春天要出来的时候，第一个从地里面就是又复活的那个树就是杏树。
But at the end of the winter, when spring is about to come, the first tree that revives is the almond tree.
对，开花的也是杏花，它结的果子是杏子。
And the first flowering tree is the almond tree, and flowering and the bearing the fruits of almond fruit.
所以在圣经里面用这一个杏花、杏树、杏树枝来代表一样东西，叫做死而复活的生命。
That's why the Bible uses this almond tree, almond flower, and almond fruits to represent one thing, that is the resurrected life.
那这一个复活的生命是表现在谁的身上？
So who manifested this resurrected life?
谁是第一个从死里复活的那一个人？
Who was the first one who was resurrected from
death? 神的儿子耶稣基督，对吧？耶稣基督是第一个。自从亚当以后，第一个人真正从死里复活，而且活到永远。
Son of God, Jesus Christ, he was the first one who truly resurrected from death and lived on forever.
那耶稣的名字中间有一个叫做神的道，对吧？
这
是马太福音，约翰福音第一章第一节说的。
The names of Jesus, one of them is called the Word of God.
所以在这个地方。他说：“你看见杏树枝，耶和华对我说：‘你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。’看到没有
？”So here regarding the almond tree, God says, "I'm watching over my word to perform it."
也就是告诉我们，神在他的栽种的里头是以什么为目标的？
This tells us what purpose God had in his planting.
啊，以这个杏树枝来代表，就是指着他的儿子耶稣基督要死里复活。
Was represented by the rod of almond tree that is foretelling that his son Jesus Christ will rise from death.
那死要推翻什么？活要带出什么？
So what would death destroy, and what would life bring? Bring out.
所有不是出于神儿子的手，不是出于他生命的，所有这些东西，在神的眼中都要把它怎么样，推翻。
All that is not from the life of the God's Son Jesus Christ will be overthrown.
对，那神推翻的手段。就是用第二个意象来代表的。
The way God wants to destroy and overthrow those things is represented in the second vision.
有一个烧开的锅从北方倾倒。
There is a big boiling pot facing away from the north.
他们的北国是怎么倾倒的？
How did the northern kingdom fall?
神带了亚述帝国，亚述王把北国灭亡的。
The king Assyria actually overthrown the northern kingdom.
那个国就是在以色列的北边吗
？They were Assyria was immediately north of Israel at that time.
后来这个北国灭，被巴比伦吞吃了。
Then the northern kingdom was further later
现在来到南朝,
killed by Babylon. Now talking about the southern kingdom.
这一个南朝, 犹大国, 现在来到他的尾声, 神盼望他们不要重蹈覆辙。
The southern kingdom, Judah, was reaching the end of their kingdom's life. God was asking them not to repeat the tragedy of the northern kingdom.
所以神就兴起这个青年人, 或者说少年人, 他那个时候年纪很小,
That's why God raised youth. God raised this youth and of Jeremiah. He was very young at that time, and he wanted him to speak for him.
他出来侍奉的时候, 据参考书说, 他只有16岁。
According to Bible commentaries, that Jeremiah was only 16 years of age when he became a prophet.
所以他说我年纪幼小，我根本就不知道怎么讲话，你怎么会用我了？那不可能的事情。神说我就是从你出，你在母腹里我就拣选了你。
That's why he said, oh, I do not know how to speak because I'm a youth. But God said, I have chosen you when you were in your mother's womb.
我告诉你说什么，你就说什么就行了。
Whatever I say to you, you say my word.
而且神跟他们说, 他们不会听你的话的。
And God said, they will listen to you.
但是你得讲。
But you, they will not listen to you, but you will need to speak my words regardless.
所以这个先知整整服侍了差不多42年。
So you know this prophet actually served for 42 years.
对，他眼看这个王朝灭亡。
He witnessed the falling of this kingdom.
这个南朝灭亡的时候，就灭在这一个西底家的手里，就是北方又来一个国，这个国叫做巴比伦王尼布加尼撒。
The southern kingdom fell during the years of the king Zedekiah when the king Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon came.
好，那么我就要下面跟大家一起来看，在这个。 不同的时段，神借着这个神的仆人说了一些什么话，跟瘟疫有关的。Next,
I wanted to share with you what God said about the pestilence during different times of this prophet's time.
请看14章。Let's
look at chapter 14.
我们来读的第10节到12节。We'll
read verses 10 through 12.
耶和华对这百姓如此说：这百姓喜爱妄行小志，漂流，不禁止脚步，所以耶和华不悦纳他们。现今要纪念他们的罪孽，追讨他们的罪恶。Thus
says the Lord to this people, even so they have loved to wander, they have not kept their feet in check. Therefore, the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and call their sins to account.
耶和华又对我说：“不要为这百姓祈求好处。他们进食的时候，我不听他们的呼求；他们献燔祭和素祭，我也不悦纳。我却要用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫灭绝他们。”好。So
the Lord said to me, "Do not pray for the welfare of this people. When they fast, I am not going to listen to their cry. And when they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I am not going to accept them." Rather, I am going to make an end of them by the sword, famine, and pestilence.
我们再多读两节，往下多读两节。
Let's read two more verses.
第13节，我就说：“哎，主耶和华，那些先知常对他们说，你们必不看见刀剑，也不遭遇饥荒。耶和华要在这个地方赐你们长久的平安。”
But our Lord God, I said, look, the prophets are telling them, you will not see the sword, nor will you have famine, but I will give you lasting peace in this place.
耶和华对我说，那些先知托我的名说假预言，我并没有打发他们，没有吩咐他们，也没有对他们说话。他们向你们预言的乃是虚假的意象和占卜，并虚无的事。
Then the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying falsehood in my name. I have neither sent them, nor commanded them, nor spoken to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, divination, futility and the deception of their own minds.
这段话是在那一个第一个好王约西亚的时代说的。
This passage, these words were spoken at the time of the good king, King Josiah.
神虽然知道这个 king 是好的王，但是他下面的那整个的那个体制是一个腐败的体制。
God knows the king was a good king. However, the system under him was corrupt.
对，所以神就开始警告了，说这些人啊，他们所做的要小心，如果他们不悔改，我要带给他们刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫。这是在这里提到第一次。
That's why God started to warn them and say, if these people don't repent, I will bring them sword, famine, and pestilence. This is the first time.
那这个耶利米听到神这样子讲话的时候，他有一个感触说，哎呀，我这样子讲，谁要听我讲到都是咒诅的话，这个没有人要听的，对吧？
So when Jeremiah heard this, he had this feeling within him, oh,If I talk like that, it's all curses. Who's going to be willing to hear? Nobody wants to hear.
那个时候有一些传道人就讲好话，说平安啦，说没有战争啦，怎么样，神要祝福你们呢？这个话大家听起来都很舒服。
There were other prophets at that time telling the people that, oh, it was going to be peaceful, it's going to be no war, and all is good. And those are the blessings that people are willing to hear.
神啊，你能不能让我讲这个话，不要讲那个让人听不进去的话。
So Jeremiah was saying, oh God, why don't you let me say good words and blessings and not those words that people don't want to listen.
神说，我跟你怎么讲你就怎么说。
But God said, whatever I tell you,
you
speak. 好，
这一段话我们刚刚念的。
So this passage we just read.
神指出老百姓有什么问题。
God pointed out the problems of the people.
第十节
Verse 10.
耶和华对他们如此，对这百姓如此说，这百姓喜爱什么东西啊？十节
Thus says the Lord to his people, even so they have loved to do what?
中文我不知道为什么把它翻译成忘形，但是它有个小字，原文做漂流。
So the word is wander.
Wander. Wander 是什么意思？
What does wander mean?
啊，就是走来走去，天天散步，日子很好过。
So it's like going here and there and not without purpose.
对，这个字你马上能够联想到以色列人过去有一段历史在旷野漂流什么。
This word will remind you of the experience of Israelites when they were wandering in the wilderness.
按照神原初呼召他们出埃及，最后要进到迦南，按照神原初的设计，这条路应该几年走完？
When God first called them out of Egypt and to go into the land of Canaan, God's original design of the path was for how long?
两年结束。
2 years.
就可以把这段路走完了，就毕业了。
The path should take just about 2 years.
没毕业，两年没毕业。
But they did not graduate from the.
就在旷野漂流，飘来飘去，飘来飘去。
They wandered in the wilderness. 多走了三
十八年。
And with an additional 38 years.
对吧？那 how come？ 为什么
？How did that happen？
好，为什么？两年没有毕业，干了三十八年，多走了三十八年的。
Why did they not graduate in 2 years wandered another 38 years?
很简单。
Very simple.
因为他们失去了目标。
Because they lost their goal.
他们根本就忘记了我们为什么离开这个埃及，到底我们最后的目的是去哪里？失去了方向，失去了目标，迷路了。
They forgot why they left Egypt, where they were actually going. They got lost.
所以这是一个非常严肃的问题。
That was a serious problem.
写在圣经里面，不是只是仅仅告诉我们一个故事，一个历史，不是的。
Written in the Bible, not just to tell us a historical story.
他们老祖宗 犯的错误。今天这段圣经又让我们看到同样的字出现了，就讲到这一群在耶利米时代的这一群以色列人，他们又开始怎么样漂流了。
The ancestors made a major mistake, but now these days in the time of Jeremiah, these people started to wander again.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果以色列人从他们出埃及那一天一直到今天他们在国度的时期，他们居然老毛病怎么样复发。
The Israelites from the time when they were out of, going out of Egypt until this day when they're in the kingdom, they had the relapse of their old problems.
那么今天神就警告他们。
So today, God warned them.
你们要悔改。
You got to repent.
如果你们不悔改，我要用什么？刀剑。饥荒瘟疫来打击你们。
If you don't repent, I will make an end of the
sword,
famine, and pestilence. God's word is very serious.
当你们即使向我献祭，每个礼拜或者每一年，该过什么节，我都乖乖来这边献祭，好像很虔诚的教徒。但是在神的眼中，这些外表的东西对神来讲。都一个钱都不值。如果你的心不对，这个外表的东西，神不看在眼里的。
Even if you make offerings, even if you come to on all the festivals and dates to celebrate God and worship, make offerings and sacrifices, but all these things in God's heart eyes are nothing if you don't have the right heart in front of God.
好，第二次神在24章。讲了一段话，那就到了下一个王，约西亚王了。
God spoke through Jeremiah in chapter 24, and that was the time of King Jehoiakim.
24章第1节。
Chapter 24:1.
巴比伦王尼布加尼撒将犹大王约雅敬的儿子耶利哥雅和犹大的首领并工匠铁匠从耶路撒冷掳去，带到巴比伦。
After Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the officials of Judah with the craftsmen and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon, the Lord showed me.
第三节。
Behold.
于是耶和华问我，耶利米，你看见什么？我说，我看见无花果，好的极好，坏的极坏，坏的不可吃。第三节。
Verse 3, then the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad figs, very bad, which cannot be eaten due to rottenness.
那后面几节是解释什么是好无花果，什么是坏无花果。
The next few verses are explaining what are good figs and what are bad figs.
简单的讲就是说，凡是愿意被掳到巴比伦去，都是好无花果；愿意留在耶路撒冷不走的人，或者甚至逃到埃及去的这些犹太人，全都是坏的无花果。这是后面的解释。
Briefly, all those people who are willing to go to the exile in Babylon are good figs. All those who are not willing but remain in Jerusalem are bad figs.
好，我们跳到第十节。
Now let's jump to verse 10.
我必使刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫临到他们，直到他们从我所赐给他们的和他们列祖之地灭绝。
I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence upon them until they are destroyed from the land which I gave to them and their forefathers.
所以从这一章我们就看到神第二次警告犹太人是在这个王的儿子约雅敬的时代向这一群犹太人提出严重的警告，而且这一次的警告已经把谁带来了？巴比伦王尼布加尼撒第一次带兵攻打耶路撒冷。
So you see this second warning that God gave to the Israelites through Jeremiah in chapter 24 is that that God seriously told them that of this warning that they're going to have the sword, famine, and pestilence, and that was at the time of the good the son of the first king, and this is the king Jehoiakim, and that this time the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, has come.
神把他们分成两类，一类叫做好的无花果，一个叫做坏的无花果。
And God separated the Israelites into two groups. One group is called the good figs, and the other group is called the bad figs.
那坏的无花果，神说我要用这个刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫攻击你们。
Of the bad figs, God said, I will destroy them from the land with sword, pestilence, and famine.
好，这是第二次，我们下来看第三次。
So this is the second time. Now let's look at the third warning.
第三次你要往前走，二十一章。
You actually go back to chapter 21.
二十一章你就看到这个什么王朝。
So what is the kingdom at that time?
第一节，耶和华的话临到耶利米，那时西底家王打发马基亚的儿子巴斯户尔和马西亚的儿子祭司西番雅去见耶利米，说请你为我们求问耶和华。
Verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent to him Pashur the son of Malkijah, the Zephaniah the priest, the son of Maaseiah, saying.
所以这段话就给我们看见他这现在这段话是什么王朝的时候。
So this verse tells us the kingdom. Which kingdom was that?
西底家，对吧？
It's at the king Zedekiah.
虽然在次序上现在是二十一章，刚刚我们读的是二十四章，照理说应该把它 switch， 先的王应该是写在二十一章，后来的王应该写在二十四章，但是在这个安排上它是错位的。
Even though the Bible is recording in terms of the chapters, this is chapter 21. It was ahead of chapter 24 that we just read. But in chronological order, the events in chapter 24, the time of King Jehoiakim happens first before the events of chapter 21 of King Zedekiah.
对，这个西西家王其实就是最后一个王朝了。
The king Zedekiah's time was actually the last period of time of
这个时候谁来了？
Judah. So at this time,
你们家尼撒王又来了，第二次来了。
It's the second time when King Nebuchadnezzar invaded Jerusalem.
对吧？那我们来看，神这次又警告他了。
So this is another time, the third time that God warned them.
那你注意第五节开始。
So pay attention to verse 5.
对。他说，并且我要在怒气、愤怒和大恨、恼恨中，用伸出来的手并大能的膀臂，亲自攻击你们，又要击打这城的民居民，连人带牲畜都必遭遇大瘟疫死亡。
I myself will war against you with an outstretched hand and a mighty arm, even in anger and wrath and great indignation.
这里讲到的这个瘟疫不但打击人民，还打击什么？牲畜。
It also says, I will strike down the inhabitants of the city, both man and beast. They will die of a great pestilence.
你知道这几年在牲畜上有没有瘟疫啊？
Do you know the
among the recent
years, was there pestilence
on the
beasts?
现在的词汇叫什么？禽流感，对不对？是击打所有的飞禽。
Is the bird flu.
还有呢？有没有猪啊？
There's also the swine flu.
口蹄疫，对不对？猪瘟造成什么结果？猪肉价格比你的什么都贵。
So the consequence is that for a period of time, the meat pork price
worth a fortune. 要炫富的时候，那个时候他们把猪肉做成一件衣服穿在身上，这是炫富。
So people who wanted to show off their wealth would make a like garment from pork to wear.
这是第二次发生在以色列的事情。
So that's what happened the second time in Israel.
第三次。
The third time?
我们来看二十一章的三十二章，对不起。
Let's look at chapter 32.
这是第三次了，最后一次。
The last time.
第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
三十二章第一节，犹大王西底家第十年，就是尼布加尼撒第十八年，耶和华的话临到耶利米，那时巴比伦王的军队围困耶路撒冷，先知耶利米囚在护卫兵的院内犹大的王宫中。
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, at that time, the army of the king of Babylon was besieging Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the guard, which was in the house of the king Judah.
这是耶利米自己本人被关在一个地窖里头。
So Jeremiah himself was shut up in the court of the guard.
因为没人要听他讲道，而且人听了他就讨厌，就把他关起来。
Nobody wanted to hear his prophets, and they were disgusted about what he said, and so they shut him up.
好，我们看神说什么。
24节。
看啊，敌人已经来到，主垒要攻取这城。城也因刀剑饥荒瘟疫交在攻城的加勒底人手中，你所说的话都成就了。
Behold, the siege ramps have reached the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans who fight against it because of the sword, the famine, and the pestilence. And what you have spoken has come to pass, and behold, you see it.
跳到36节。
Then let's go to verse 36.
我们跳到三十六节之前，我还要读一节，在三十三节。
Let's read verse 33 first.
你们以背向我，不以面向我。我虽从早起来教训他们，他们却不听从，不受教训。
They have turned their back to me and not their face. Though I taught them, teaching again and again, they would not listen and receive instruction.
那现在跳到36。
Now let's read verse 36.
现在论到这城，就是你们所说，已经因刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫交在巴比伦王手中的，耶和华以色列的神如此说。
Now therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning this city of which you say, it is given into the hand of the king of Babylon by sword, by famine, and by pestilence.
所以37节，神在这个最后打击他们的时候所说出来的重要的话。
Note what the important words God spoke in the final blow.
我在怒气愤怒和大恼恨中将以色列人赶到各国，日后我必从那里将他们招聚出来，领他们回到此地，使他们安然居住。他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
Behold, I will gather them out of all the lands to which I have driven them in my anger, in my wrath, and in great indignation. And I will bring them back to this place and make them dwell in safety. They shall be my people, and I will be their God.
跳到四十节。
Let's jump to verse 40.
又要与他们立永远的约，必随着他们施恩，并不离开他们，且使他们有敬畏我的心，不离开我。
I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from them to do them good. And I will put the fear of me in their hearts so that they will not turn away from me.
42节。
Verse 42.
因为耶和华如此说，我怎样使这一切大祸临到这百姓，我也要照样使我所应许他们的一切福乐都临到他们。
For thus says the Lord, just as I brought all the great disaster on this people, so I am going to bring on them all the good that I am promising them.
我为什么读这一段话？
Why do I read this passage?
这是神最后的警告与最后的应许。
That's the final warning and final promise from God.
如果我们只听到警告的话与看到神的手的惩罚，那我们是觉得这个神太可怕了，对吧？
If we only hear God's warning and his punishment, we would fear this God is terrible.
这不是神的目的。
But that's not God's purpose.
神的目的是建造与栽植。最后这两个动词就表现在刚刚我们读的后段的话语里头。
God's purpose is to build up and plant, and those two verbs are manifested in the words that we just read.
刚刚读的这句话是一个很重要的预言。
The passage that I just read, that we just read,
was
an important prophet.
借着尼布加尼撒王这个外邦的暴君，把你们推翻，把你们被杀的杀，被掳的掳。
That's an important prophecy indeed that I have gathered you up and make you sent you to exile and some of them are destroyed.
但是神却说出一个很重要的预言，什么预言？
But God made this important prophecy.
你们四散在天下，有一天怎么样？通通要叫回来。
Even though you're scattered around the world, one day you will all be gathered back together.
而且我要与你们立永远的约。
And I will make an eternal covenant with you.
你们要尽心尽性的爱我。
You will love me. With all your strength and your heart,
我要做你们的神。
You will be my people, and I will be your God.
我以前怎么样用大灾难毁掉你们，我今天也要用大的祝福来祝福你们。
Just as how I destroyed you with the big disasters, now I will bless you with the big blessings.
我问你们，这个预言应验了没有？
Let me ask you, have this prophecy been realized?
好。我要这样子说，正在应验中。
It is being fulfilled.
我们的神，他讲的话都是跨越什么时间空间的神。
God's word is beyond time and the space.
你如果单单看这一段，我们觉得啊，是的，那个时候神讲这句话的时候是。纪元前五百八十六年。
If you just look at this passage, you would think, "Oh, those are the words said by God in 586 BC."
这个帝国灭亡了。
The kingdom of Judah was falling.
外邦的王进来，把整个的城耶路撒冷烧了，圣殿拆了。
The Gentile king came and burned down the entire city, and the temple fell apart.
就着耶和华的荣耀来讲，还在不在？
In terms of God's glory, was it still there?
不在了。
No.
神的荣耀已经离开了圣殿。
God's glory already departed.
这是记载我们去年讲的以西结书里头的。
That's recorded in the book of Ezekiel that we talked about last year.
所以，如果你看这个大局，当时的局势，如果你是一个犹太人，你的心怎么样？破碎。
So if you look at this big picture, if you were a Jew at that time, your heart would be broken.
你不但失去了你的国家，
Not only
你失去了你的神，
country,
你也失去了你的家，
God,
也失去了你的生命，
and your life.
什么都没有。
You've nothing left.
只有少数的人被带到埃及，不是埃及，对不起，巴比伦去做奴隶去了。
Only a minority of the people were exiled to Babylon and to be enslaved.
如果你是个爱国爱神的一个子民，你那个时候只能天天怎么样，以泪洗面，对吗？
If you're someone who loves God and loves your country, you'd be just washing your face with tears.
这个先知被称为眼泪的先知，就是他因为看到他的同胞们进入这么可怕的光景，天天在神面前只能掉泪啊。
Jeremiah is called known as the prophet of tears because he is the one who just was constantly crying, shedding tears because of all the disasters his people endured.
这本书后面有一本书叫耶利米哀歌。
The book after the book of Jeremiah is called Lamentation.
那一本哀歌里头最常出来的一个词汇就是 How come?
So
How come?
In the book of Lamentation, the most frequent word that appears is How come?
上帝的选民应该蒙神祝福的，怎么会走到今天的田地呢？
God's chosen people who were supposed to be blessed by God, how come we've come to this step?
所以这是我们所有的基督徒都要好好来思想的事情，神当年怎么样对待以色列人，公义的神今天也要怎么对待什么新约的百姓，神是 不偏待人的神。
So this is a serious question that all Christians should seriously consider and ponder. The righteous God, how he treated the Israelites at that time, will do the same to us today. He is a fair God.
我为什么刚刚说这个预言应验了没有，我说正在应验中。
Why did I say regarding this prophecy whether it has been realized, and I said it's being realized?
如果你问我你怎么相信这本书是上帝的话，
If you ask me, how do you believe this book is the word of God?
我说这本书了不起的就是它里面有很多重要的预言，以前怎么说后来怎么应验都写在这本书上。
I would tell you this book has lots of prophecies, whatever God said before and it was realized later.
对，而在神预言里头有许多是已经预言的部分，而有还有一些是正在应验的预言。
Among God's many prophecies, some were realized before and some are ongoing.
那以色列人是一个最好的标记，让我们看到以色列人的时候，你一定要低头敬拜神。神啊，你的作为又公义又慈爱。
The Israelites are really a good manifestation of God's work. When you see God's work among the Israelites, you can't help but praise the God and say, Lord, you are righteous and you're loving.
当他们得罪神的时候，神严厉地审判他们。
When they disobeyed God, God severely punished them.
但是神却在责备他们中仍然给他们指望，说如果你们照着我的话去行，我还要祝福你们。
But despite God's discipline, God gave them hope.
对，
He said, if you follow my commandments,
那以色列人的回归，
So in terms of Israelites' return,
第一次是发生在这个事件之后70年。
The first time it happened 70 years after this event.
对，以色列人又重新果然从巴比伦回到以色列来，回到耶路撒冷来重建圣殿，所以后来有第二个圣殿的故事。
And the Israelites did return from Babylon to Jerusalem and rebuilding their temple, and that was another story.
但是我们如果读旧约的历史，我们知道，就是第二个圣殿被建立起来以后，又是历史怎么样重演第二个殿。过了400多年又毁了，对吧？
As we read the stories history recorded in the Old Testament, we'll realize even the second temple was built, but 400 years later, it was destroyed again.
以色列人又四散天下。
And the Israelites were scattered throughout the world again.
这样就过了2000年。
And 2000 years passed.
什么事情发生？
What are the things?
四散天下的犹太人又重新怎么样回来了。
Those Israelites scattered around the world were able to return.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们除非对历史盲目，你没有注意，但是
你如果把眼睛打
开来看神说过的话，然后到他的时间满足的时候就一样一样的应验，你不得不在神面前怎么样有一个敬畏神的心。神啊，你说过的话每一句话都要应验的。
If you open up the history and see, and really the God, whatever God prophesied, really all these things happened one after another throughout history. So you can't help but praising God, Lord, you are so faithful.
那我要结束在什么事情上？
So I want to end on this.
他们整个的问题集中在两个字上面。
Their entire issue dwells on two words.
那两个字啊，不听
disobeying。
对，我刚刚读的这些经文里头，你会发现神屡次警告他们，你们要听我的话，你们不听，你们会遭到怎么样怎么样的后果。
The passage that we read, the passages that we read, really, God repeatedly said, if you don't listen, if you disobey, you will be cursed.
你们这个毛病从小就是这样，你从小就不听。
And God said, this problem you've had since youth.
我读的这段话我很有触动，我说是，我们从小就从没好好听神的话。
I'm deeply touched by these words. I said, God, indeed, we have never listened to you.
在犹太人身上是真的。
Since we were young.
在我们外邦人身上呢，也是真的。
It's true among the Israelites, and it's also true among us Gentiles.
所以，这历史是在重复，一直在重复。
The history repeats itself again and again.
神盼望我们从历史中学什么，不要再重蹈覆辙。
God wants us to learn from the history so that we do not repeat the tragedies.
好，那我今天怎么结束呢？
So how do I end today?
我们看启示录。
Let's look at the book of Revelation.
任何讲到启示录都跟你跟我发生直接的关系。
Whenever we talk about the book of Revelation, it has a direct relationship with us and you.
我们读这个七封信。
Let's read the seven letters.
七封信就是第二章跟第三章。
That those are recorded in chapters 2 and 3.
我要你读每一封信的结束有一句话。
I want you to read the last sentence of each of those seven letters.
第一句，二章第七节，这是对第一个教会说的。
Revelation 2:7. That's what God said to the first church.
啊，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的。就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
第二封信写给士美拿，就是在第十一节。
The second letter was written to the church of Smyrna, and it was verse 11.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
第三封信，别加摩。
The third letter was written to the church of
Pergamos, 十七节
verse 17.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
如法炮制，每一封信你就去找。
So the same, in the same way, every letter, look at the last sentence in that letter.
七封信的七个结尾都是一模一样的一句话。
The conclusions of the second letters are exactly the same.
为什么神这样讲对七个教会？
Why did God say that to the seven churches?
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let them hear the word the Spirit says to the church.
我们中文圣经看不出它的妙处。
The Chinese Bible is not totally clear about the you know,actually the interesting aspect of it, the key point.
你如果注意看英文，英文怎么翻译？
If you look at the English translation,
它怎么翻？
Says,
he who has an ear.
He who has an ear.
中文要怎么翻？
So Chinese what translation would be?
这七封信不是对两只耳朵的人讲话，是对一种特别的人，只有一只耳朵的人讲话，因为他这个 ear 是 singular, 不是。
So these seven letters are not talking to those people with two ears. It's this verse specifically said, he who has an ear. It's a singular form.
如果你刚刚 one ear. 如果你刚刚通在睡觉，现在赶快醒过来，这句话给我听进去。
If you were taking a nap, please wake up now because you have to hear this.
对，神对在末世的时候，他要对他的教会讲最重要的话，但是他是对一种人讲的。
God wants to say this most important thing at this end age, but he's only talking to this one kind of people.
为什么？因为他在旧约所用的仆人讲的话，以色列人都怎么样？
Because the words he spoke through the Old Testament servants, Israelites had forgot.
右耳进，左耳出，左耳进，右耳出，从来没听见神讲什么。
They never really heed the word of God.
对吧？所以神说，我现在不对两个耳朵的讲话，我只找一种人，什么人？一只耳朵的人。
So God said, now I'm not going to listen to those with two ears who would have one ear words in and the other ear words out. Now I'm only going to talk to those people with one ear.
谁是一只耳朵的人？
So it's those with one ear. Who are the ones with one ear?
我们的 Joe 他说他是一只耳朵的，因为他另外一只耳朵聋了。
Joe said he was had one ear because the other one is blind.
你是有福的。
You're the blessed one.
圣经里面有一段故事在旧约。
In the Old Testament, there was a story.
就是摩西颁布十诫之后。
When Moses gave the Ten Commandments,
那就有一段记载说，神说
，There was a recording. God
按照律法，一个犹太人他穷，他去做人家的佣人，你可以服侍你的主人六年。
According to the law, that anybody who is poor and becomes a servant, a slave to a master, he will serve the master 6 years.
对，然后你就要让他走。
Then the master should let him go.
对，但是如果这个佣人或者你的奴隶愿意继续服侍你，因为他爱你。
But if the slave loves the master and wants to continue serving the master,
那主人就带着这个奴隶跑到城门口，找到一个长老，对他说：“现在这个奴隶说他愿意一辈子服侍我。”
So the A master will take him to the gate of the city and tell the elderly, saying, "Oh, this my servant is willing to serve me whole life."
神有一个定规。
So according to the law, there's a way.
当这个奴隶向主人表达这个心愿的时候，主人就把他带到城门口，找一个长老，把一个锥子，就跟我们姐妹。开耳洞是一样的。
So the when the slave tells his master his wishes to stay, and the master will take him to the gate of the city and find an elder, and will poke a hole using a yeah.
对，这是姐妹戴耳环的最早的原因。
On the ear, yeah, poke a hole in the ear.
这里打个洞。
So it's just like making an ear hole.
这个人以前是我的奴隶，现在就换了，就变成我的什么？爱奴。
So this means originally this person was my slave. Now he's my love servant.
对 ，slave.
Love slave.
以前是不得已侍奉我，现在呢，心甘情愿的侍奉。
Previously, he or she was forced to be my slave. Now he willingly becomes my bond servant.
神就把这段话留在十诫的后头。
So this was why God. This is actually a passage that's after the Ten Commandments.
没有人懂上帝为什么留这么一段话在那。
Nobody knew why God put that passage after the Ten Commandments.
500 years later.
500 years later,
有一个人叫大卫。
There was someone called David.
他写了一篇诗篇。
He wrote a psalm.
四十篇第六节。
It was Psalm 40, verse 6.
他说：“敬物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。”
Sacrifice and meal offering you have not desired.My ears you have opened, burnt offerings and sin offering you have not required.
在这里他说你开了我的耳朵。
It says my ears you have opened.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
难道大卫是一个这个耳聋的吗？
Was David blind?
No. 开通了耳朵，就是在我的耳朵上打了一个洞。
This means my ears you have opened means you have
pierced
my ear.
也就是说，我在你的面前，我一生都做你的爱奴。
It means in front of you, I am your love slave forever.
所以神为他做见证的是说什么？大卫， 你是合我心意的人。
So that's why God testified about David that you are the one after my own heart.
你不但听见我的话，而且明白我在讲什么。
Not only have you heard my words, but you also understand my heart.
这是以色列人里面整个的历史，你要总结的时候，你要把这个点把它抓出来。
This is some important, an important point you must emphasize when you summarize the history of the Israelites.
我们不是只是看热闹的人，看历史的过程的人，我们要看这个历史的后面，神到底要讲什么。
We're not just talking about historical events.
今天我们
we're talking about behind those events.
今天我们已经经过这个瘟疫，海外来讲是三年，现在开始第四年。
Today we talk about the pestilence. Overall, it's been 3 years. Now we're entering the fourth year.
还前面还有多长？没有人知道。
Nobody can predict how long it's going to be.
但是多少年并不重要。
But it's not important as to how many years this pestilence is going to be.
你读懂神的 sign 没有？
The important thing is, are you able to understand the signs of God?
多少年不是重点。重点是你读懂了神给我们的 sign。
Let me say it again. The important thing is not about how many years the pestilence is going to be, but it is, do you understand the signs of God?
听见了没有？
Have you understand? Have you heard it?
低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主
，Dear Lord，
我们来读你的话。
We come to read your words。
我们就觉得羞愧。
We feel ashamed。
因为我们被你拯救这么多年。
For even though we're saved by you for so many years。
照着我们得救的岁月，我们应该做师父的人。
According to the years that we've been saved, we are to be teachers。
可是我们好像对你的话似懂非懂。
But we seem to be still understanding your words half-hearted.
对你在历史中的作为也是只知道故事，不知道背后的原因。
And of your works in history, we only understand, know the stories, but not necessarily understand the reason behind these stories.
因此，犹太人一代一代就在旷野倒闭了。
So generation after generation, the Jewish people.Perished in the wilderness.
主啊，这是何等的警告！
What kind of a warning sign it is?
也是何等的启示！
And what kind of revelation it is?
你要我们后来的人不再重蹈覆辙。
You don't want us to repeat the same tragedy.
那个时候基督还没有来。
That time Jesus hadn't arrived yet.
我们今天的基督徒，基督已经来过了。
But for Christians today, Jesus has already come.
主耶稣已经为我们付上最重要的这个代价。
Our Lord Jesus has paid the most important price for us.
你买赎了我们每一个，是用重价买回来的。
And he has redeemed all of us.
主啊，我们还是常常跟犹太人一样，不懂你的心。
But we still are just like the Israelites, and we don't understand your heart.
求你再次赦免我们在这一个年尾年初的开始。
Please forgive us once again at this time of the year, beginning of the year.
让我们在主的面前把当悔改的悔改了。
Let us truly repent before the Lord.
我们在你面前有一个新的立志。
So that we have a new determination before you.
主啊，开通我们的耳朵。
Lord, open our ears.
让我们做一个一只耳朵永远爱你听你的话的人。
Let us become the person with one ear.
我们不再走自己的路。
So that we don't walk our own paths.
跟世界的人一样，在这个大旷野。
And be like the people in the wilderness.
失去了方向。
Losing their direction.
主啊，可怜我们。
Lord.
给我们一个新的机会。
Give us a new opportunity.
主啊，当整个的世界在这样大的灾难的面前，
When the whole world is facing this disaster,
让你的教会醒悟过来。
Let your church wake up.
让我们重新开始。
Let us start once again.
让我们走在你最好的旨意里头。
Let us walk in your best.
求你祝福你的话。
May you bless your own words.
祝福今天在座的每一位弟兄姊妹，跟在网上的弟兄姐妹们。
Bless every brother and sister sitting here and those online.
主啊，让我们不再旷野漂流了，
Lord,
结束这个漂流的日子。
Help us no longer wander.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.